6th of February 2021, Galatians 2:19-20, and Matthew 28:16-20. The readings are corresponding to the memorial of Paul Mickey. In fact, through the law I am dead to the law, so that I can be alive to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and yet I am alive. Yet it is no longer I, but Christ living in me. The life that I am now living, subject to the limitation of human nature, I am living in faith, faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now the reading of the Gospel. Meanwhile, the 11 disciples set out for Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had arranged to meet them. When they saw him, they fell down before him, though some hesitated. Jesus came up and spoke to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands I give you. And look, I am with you always, yes, to the end of the time." The Church is rich in martyrs, in whom the victory of faith and love was accomplished. This is true of the Japanese blood witness, Paul Mickey and his companions. The initially tolerant Japanese ruler increasingly turned against Christianity and in 1596 arrested 26 Christians in Osaka, 3 Japanese Jesuits, 6 Spanish Franciscans, among them Peter Baptist, and 17 Japanese Franciscan tertiaries, that means lay people who belong to the Third Order of St. Francis, including 3 altar boys aged 12 to 14. Japan was discovered by the Portuguese in 1942-43, and St. Francis Xavier began missionizing there in 1549. In 1590, there were about 500,000 Christians in Japan. For these martyrs, probably no better passage from the reading and gospel can be found. Both apply in perfection. Their faith was so strong that the Lord lived in them in such a way that they suffered terrible tortures and were finally crucified in Nagasaki after a long march of almost 1,000 kilometers, which they had to cover barefoot through the snow. During the long journey, they suffered much ridicule and scorn from the people along the way. In Nagasaki, they went up a hill singing psalms and hymns where they were tied to crosses that were erected in a line. They held fast to the faith, and all attempts to persuade them to deny the faith were in vain. Even the youngest held firm. The governor, who took pity on the youngest, wanted to save him from death and promised him everything possible to dissuade him from the faith. He received from him the answer: "The joys and honors of life are only like foam on the water, like morning dew on the grasses. The joys and honors of heaven, on the other hand, are everlasting." Paul Mickey preached one last time to the people present, encouraging Christians to be steadfast. He forgave the murderers and thanked God for the grace of allowing him to die at the same age and like his Savior on the cross. There is no trace of fanatism in these martyrs, nor is there a hint of hatred, but also no fear, no doubts as to whether one had not perhaps placed one's faith in the wrong God. Rather, there is a great certainty and a serene joyfulness. A contemporary reports about Paul Mickey what he said to those present before his death. "Conscious of standing in high honor before the eyes of all those who had once belonged to him, our brother Paul Mickey explained to the bystanders that he was a Japanese and belong to the Society of Jesus, that he had to die because of the preaching of the gospel, and that he thanked them for this extraordinary benefit. Then he added, "Since it has now come to this with me, I think that none of you will believe of me that I am concealing the truth. I therefore declare to you all that there is no other way to salvation than that of the Christians. This way teaches me to forgive the enemies and all who have offended me. Therefore I am gladly forgive the king and all who are guilty of my death, and I ask them to receive Christian baptism." Then he turned his eyes to the companions and began to give them courage for the climax of the struggle. A glow of joy appeared on the face of all. This is mission at its perfection. Despite all their wise adaptation to Japanese culture, there was never any doubt in the minds of the Jesuits of that time that the way of salvation is Christ alone. That is what they gave their lives for. This is an important message for today, when this necessity of the Christian faith for salvation is no longer clearly proclaimed, even in the church. If one has eyes to see and ears to hear, then one understands the message of a Saint Agnes, a Saint Agatha, and today of Paul Mickey and his companions. It is called readiness for martyrdom. Fidelity to the Lord and to the gospel is above all. However, this is only possible through the Spirit of strength, that wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit that takes us beyond our human limitations. Today, in an increasingly anti-Christian world, we are challenged to this witness, and it is good to practice day by day to overcome all fears that stand in the way of a clear witness. This can only happen through a deepened love for Christ. It must take hold of us in such a way that it becomes the love of our lives, which we by no means deny. May the holy martyrs help and support us in this.
Today, on Saturday, we don't want to forget our beloved lady and sing her the fourth strophe of the Akathist hymn, in which we praise her with the words, "Rejoice, never conquered courage of the martyrs. Rejoice, firm support of the faith. Rejoice, shining token of grace."
Salve, nutris del pastori cordero, salve, aprisco de fieles rebaños, salve, barrera las fieras hostiles, salve, ingreso que da al paraíso.
Salve, por ti con la tierra exultan los cielos, salve, por ti con los cielos se alegra la tierra. Salve de apóstoles, boca que nunca enmudece. Salve de mártires, fuerza que nadie somete.
Salve de fe, inconcuso cimiento. Salve fulgente, estandarte de gracia. Salve por ti es despojado el averno. Salve por ti revestimos la gloria. Salve Virgen y Esposa.